Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing the anticipated implications of U.S. stop work orders and subsequent cuts in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Part 1, Background on Suspension of U.S.-Funded Foreign Aid. On the 20th of January 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order imposing a 90-day pause on United States foreign development assistance. On the 24th of January, the administration began sending stop work orders on existing projects and suspending new aid projects. By the 7th of February, most USAID employees had been placed on administrative leave, with the exception of critical personnel. On the 28th of January, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance, which was supposed to allow the resumption of programs involving life-saving medicine, medical services, food, shelter, and subsistence assistance. By the 11th of March, however, there was no clear information on waivers being granted for projects in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and even projects that seemingly fall within the eligibility criteria for waivers have been suspended. The freezing of humanitarian funds from the U.S. comes at a time of increasing instability caused by the conflict between the March 23rd movement and DRC armed forces in eastern DRC, specifically Ituri, North Kivu, and South Kivu provinces, especially Goma City, North Kivu's capital. The conflict between M23 and the National Army has escalated since January 2025. From January to February 2025, at least 7,000 people have died because of conflict in eastern DRC, and there are 2.29 million IDPs in North and South Kivu alone. This insecurity has already reduced humanitarian presence, potentially allowing armed groups in eastern DRC to escalate violence, increase cases of forced displacement, and further heighten the risk for children associated with armed forces and groups. In February 2025, M23 forced around 100,000 people to flee the IDP camps in Goma City. Host communities face increased pressure to provide refuge and assistance despite not having adequate resources themselves. Displacement and humanitarian needs in the eastern regions are expected to continue to rise in 2025. Part 2, an overview of anticipated effects on funding and humanitarian needs in the DRC. The U.S. government is the largest donor of humanitarian aid to the DRC, providing over 50% of humanitarian and bilateral assistance yearly since 2022 and accounting for nearly $3 billion in aid from 2022 to 2024. In 2024, 68% of humanitarian aid for the DRC came from the U.S., not including its contribution to pooled funds. According to OCHA, around 60% of U.S. funding for humanitarian aid to the DRC went to food security, 5% to health, 6% to WASH, and 4% to protection. By March 2025, OCHA reported that the U.S. had contributed 20% of the total humanitarian aid funds dispersed for the DRC in 2025. The U.S. funding freeze will severely affect the effective implementation of the 2025 Humanitarian Needs Response Plan for the DRC, which identified 22 million people in need of humanitarian assistance countrywide. The number of people in need is likely still evolving because of the increasing conflict in eastern DRC. The suspension of USAID funding jeopardizes vital humanitarian programs and projects addressing food security, protection, health, and WASH needs, threatening the response to the conflict and resulting in further displacements. Assessing the exact impact of the funding freeze remains challenging, as its effects will unfold in the short, medium, and long term at different levels of the humanitarian response. This report discusses potential effects on the following needs: food security and nutrition, health, WASH and shelter, and also discusses aggravating factors. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.